Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're celebrating the Nationals' historic sweep of the Cardinals, propelling them to their first World Series in their history. And the guy who won a World Series as a player and a manager joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's Joe Girardi, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider nice. Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Joe, when's the last time you wore one of your World Series rings?
You know, I don't wear them. They're big and they're kind of clanky, so I can't remember the last time I wore them. They're in a safe, and I always thought they were for my kids. So, you know, my family sacrificed a lot for me able to do what I do. So I don't wear them, but I tell you what, when you get them, it's pretty special.
And so when you won the World Series as a manager, we were looking at it, and I don't know if you had to deal with much time off, but I believe you guys swept the Twins on your way to the World Series. After that sweep, how many days did you have before the next round of the playoffs?
You know, I've been as a player, I think we had a week. I think we had the first game of the World Series rained out. We did not have a week, and it's tricky. I got to tell you, though, as a player, when we had that week off, it was the most enjoyable week of my baseball career.
Really?
Just because you got a chance to relax, you got a chance to enjoy what you were preparing for, and you get a long time to think about, man, we're going to the World Series. So for me, I absolutely loved it. Now, we came out and got beat like 14-1 the first game and then 4-1 the next game. But we ended up winning four in a row, so it worked out well. But it's a great week for the players because they get a chance. I mean, think about how hard these guys have been grinding since – well, they've been grinding the whole year.
Right, since March.
And it gives them a chance to refresh. You know, they'll do simulated games to keep their timing, but it gives them a chance to refresh, maybe some guys to heal up a little bit. And I think they're in a great spot. I really do. I think when you think about the Washington Nationals, people say, well, it's a wild card team. But if you go back to May 24th, they have the best record in baseball. And that's not a short sample size. That's a real sample size. So they're really good.
Yeah, I think they're playing 675 baseball since then. Just kind of a follow-up on the rest thing, though. We've looked at some numbers. Out of 10 teams that have swept a championship series, only one has won the World Series thereafter. So 9 out of 10 have fallen in the next round. Do you think that's just fluky?
That's not a large enough sample size for me.
Okay.
I think you worry about your team coming out a little flat and losing momentum. But I think you have the right personality in that clubhouse. Think about how bad they were struggling, and Davey kept it together. I think you have a veteran-laden group that will understand how to prepare, and I'm a huge fan of his. You have Kevin Long, and he won't let anyone get complacent, and he will keep the boys fired up, let me tell you. He will needle them. He will do whatever it takes to keep that edge on them.
Who's jumped out at you? Which sort of postseason performance from these guys has really struck you?
Wow. I mean, the whole team has been brilliant.
Right.
I could go through guy by guy who's been brilliant. Howie Kendrick been, you know, one of the top two offensive players with him and Rendon, but right. I mean, you could, I mean, you can just say, I mean, look at the job that Yan Gomes did.
Yeah.
Look at the job that Suzuki's done. You know, I'm catcher friendly, but then look at the job the bullpen has done. Doolittle. I mean, he went through a really tough time and he's back.
Right.
Anibal Sanchez. I mean, he got you off to the right start. I mean, it's just, it's one guy after another.
And how about the pickups that Rizzo's made throughout the season? I mean, constantly tweaking. I mean, calling up guys, sending them down, calling them back up, and picking guys like Cabrera off the scrap heap. Fernando Rondi off the scrap heap. Daniel Hudson brought him in. He's been critical.
Yeah, I don't think he probably gets the credit that he deserves. He has made some moves that were absolutely brilliant and have paid huge dividends. Let's just talk with Parra.
Yeah.
You know, when they were struggling, Miley, he had the big hit in L.A.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he brought life to a team that was struggling. You know, I think the job rebuilding the bullpen, getting Hudson. I mean, and I've always thought Cabrera is the money player, and he was down the stretch for the Washington Nationals. So I think he deserves a lot of credit. He understands the dynamics of a clubhouse, who will fit, who won't fit, and he did a great job.
Talking to Joe Girardi, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. So you were part of so many World Series winning teams, and your teams with the Yankees, some of them were just flat-out loaded. Everybody knows the stars that you guys had. But how much was chemistry a part of it and fun? Because what we've said about this Nats team, different in the past, and you mentioned Parra bringing it to the table, and we've kind of talked about it, some of the young Latin players, like this team just – they love each other, and they seem to like party together. They really like it. There's some sort of intangible there.
You know, a lot of times adversity can do one of two things. It can bring you closer together, or it can push you apart. And I think they were able to pull together, and then they started winning as a team, and that really brings you close. And I don't think that there's hidden agendas. I don't think it's about next contracts. I think it's about winning, and I think that's why they're so successful. I mean, Howie Kendrick talked about it. Howie Kendrick's not worried about next year. He's worried about winning a World Series, and it's special when you have a group like that where the team is more important than the individual. And look, I'm for every player making as much as he can and providing for his family. I get that. But there's nothing like winning a championship, and it's something that you remember for the rest of your life. And it's the fondest thing of your baseball career.
Joe, give us an idea, give the listeners an idea of what the scouting is like before a World Series. Obviously, with Interleague, you face some of these teams, you know, for a series. But, you know, you're not facing them 19 times like you are with the division teams. You're not facing them 7 times like the Nats did with the Cards. So give us an idea of what Davey and his coaching staff and the scouts will be doing in the next 4 or 5 days gearing up for either New York or Houston.
Well, my guess is, and the great thing for the scouts, now they can just go watch one series. But my guess is they had scout teams and, you know, 2 or 3 guys that sat on so many different teams during the course of the last month. So they went and sat on L.A., and they went and sat on Atlanta, and they went and sat on St. Louis and all the teams in the American League. But now they can even dive deeper, and your analysts are going to get involved and look for game planning and all that. So it's going to be hours upon hours of working. But the good thing is, like I said, you got 7 days to do it. And you know that you're going to play only one of 2 teams instead of one of like 8 or 7 or whatever the possibilities were. So they will be long hours for those groups. Obviously, the coaches will do their stuff. You know, the pitching coach is going to dive into the hitters. Kevin Long's going to dive into their pitchers, but you'll also get a lot of help from the outside, which is pretty neat, and you'll have a great game plan going in. And it comes down to the players executing like they have done this whole, you know, since May 24th. Mm-hmm. The execution has been great.
So when you look at both the lineups that they could face, New York is loaded, Houston is loaded. Now, Houston's got the starting pitching edge. And you saw that yesterday, although Cole walked 5 guys, he never does that. But they get the win. Their bullpen's good. They got Asuna. But when you look at the lineups, just top to bottom, especially when you insert the DH in their park, who do you give the edge to from New York or Houston?
I think they're pretty even. Here's the difference. Houston's lineup's like Washington's lineup. They're going to grind it out, and they're not going to strike out as much. I think the Yankees lineup is a little bit more like L.A.'s lineup. It's more powerful, but there's strikeouts to be had if you execute pitchers. And I think that Washington has a wonderful group of starting pitchers to compete against these two teams because they're predominantly right-handed, and so is the Nationals group that have strikeout guys. So I think whoever it is, it's going to be a really good matchup. I really believe that. So the Yankees have a better bullpen, mm-hmm. but you're right. The Houston has a better starting staff. So it's a toss-up. I mean, those teams right now against each other this year are 5-5. So I can't tell you, predict who you're going to get, but if you go to Yankee Stadium, it's going to be really loud.
Yeah.
And if you go to Houston, it's going to be just as loud with big train whistles if they hit home runs.
Right, right. No, that's a good point about the strikeouts. Just look at the numbers. Houston had just two guys strike out over 100 times. That would be Chirinos and Springer. But the Yankees had, I think, six guys strike out more than 100 times this year. So you're right on the strikeout numbers.
Yeah, it's a different type of lineup. It's more explosive. But, I mean, I watched the Washington Nationals lineup, and they grind out at bats. You have veteran guys, a lot of veteran guys that know exactly what they're doing. You have some kids that are very good players. You've had people step up, which has been – I mean, think about the job that Michael Taylor did.
Yes.
Right? Here's a guy that there were huge expectations for a long time. He was a strikeout guy, and some people might say he didn't get to where they exactly wanted him to get. But, man, he was huge in Robles' absence. And the other thing that Washington has is they're a team that can run, and the teams that you'll be facing don't run a lot.
Right. How would you set up the staff? I guess it's just sort of assumed that all four guys will get starts, but if you want to maximize your max in Stras appearances, maybe that's not the way to go. Maybe you save one of the guys. I don't know. Maybe you save a Sanchez or somebody and use them in the relief because they obviously need to shorten the bullpen.
Right. I think my guess is it will be they'll do what they've done.
Yeah.
And it's worked out well. Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. Corbin,
yeah,
Anibal. Now, could they flip Anibal and Corbin? Possibly, just because Anibal's right-handed,
right?
And I would much rather have right-handed starters, especially if Stanton's back.
Yeah,
you know, if Stanton's back, I would much rather have right-handed starters.
But you got to feel good if you're the Nats that you can throw Max and Strassi out there on the road in games one or two. It doesn't matter if it's in Houston or in New York. I mean,
yes, I know I do.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to feel good throwing those two guys out anywhere. You can send them over to, you know, Europe, Japan. I like their chances.
It doesn't matter where it is, right?
No.
By the way, Joe, you know, the Nats sweep the Cardinals, didn't trail at one point in this series. And that hasn't been done.
It's pretty amazing.
That hasn't been done since I think 2015 when the Mets did it. But, they didn't trail it in one inning. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I just don't think there's, you know, they were given. I mean, there were some analysts that, you know, like came out and said, you know, it's the one team that can beat the Dodgers and blah, blah. But I don't think they were probably given the credit that they deserved, you know, and then they almost lose, you know, the wild card game, if not some heroics off of Hader by a team that got to him another time during the course of the season, but they're really, really good, and they're probably the best team in the National League.
Hmm. What did you see this coming after Harper leaving? I mean, a lot of us thought, you know, the sum of all parts were better, and we thought this was possible, but you know, it was still kind of risky saying that. You felt like this could happen.
Hey, they were going to miss him. I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Of course, it's a huge bat. But I think the reason you couldn't predict that they would necessarily get there, I think everyone probably wondered how Robles was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting two new catchers in, which can take some time. You know, there were just a few moving parts, and there was concerns about the bullpen. And those concerns actually played out.
Right.
But they fixed it. So it worked really well.
Is it fixed, or are they just hiding guys?
No, I think it's somewhat fixed. I think Hudson's very good, and yeah. I think that you know, I talked to someone, I don't remember who it was, and I said, you know, the wild card in all of this is Tanner Rainey for me.
Right.
If Tanner Rainey can pitch like he's capable of pitching and the stuff and doesn't walk too many people, man, this guy's stuff is special.
Yeah.
And he's been really good.
Yep.
And the huge thing is they've gotten distance out of their starters, and they need to continue to do that.
Right. Right.
And well, then, you know, everybody in the lineup is contributing. You know, Robles is hurt for a few days, and Taylor comes in, steps in, hits bombs, and makes great plays defensively. And then Robles comes right back and hits
his own home run.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but, you know, that lineup has been good all year.
Yeah.
Hold on,
I'm checking. I think we got Joe go.
That lineup has been good all year, and I mean, why would we be surprised? You know, the Dodgers got all the credit for having a great lineup, rightfully so. But why would we be surprised? Because that lineup has been good the whole year.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I think the other, I know we're going to let you go here, Joe, but I think the other factor that none of us really knew is we knew Juan Soto was good, but we didn't know he was this good.
Yeah, I mean, this kid is special, and I think what makes him special is his plate discipline,
mm-hmm.
right? And obviously he's got power, left-handers don't bother him. So, I mean, I love watching this kid play because Kevin Long is a huge proponent of the bottom half, right? The bottom half in a swing.
Yeah.
I would say this kid has got the best bottom half in all of baseball.
What is he doing? Because he looks like such a wide stance he's got there. What is sort of the philosophy there?
Well, there's tremendous balance.
Yeah.
And he really gets into his legs. And so many people think, you know, that, you know, the word is launch angle. But you want to have your bat flat through the zone as long as possible to square balls up. And you get the ball in the air by using your legs. And Kevin Long taught me that a long time ago. Too bad he didn't teach me that when I was playing.
Right. Could have used that. But you did all right.
Yeah, he's just tremendous. I mean, I watch him hit, and I tell kids, you want to watch someone hit? Watch that kid hit.
Right. Thank you, Joe. Really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yep,
and enjoy this week. Rest up, and you'll be ready on Tuesday.
Yep.
Yes, we'll be ready for it.
We'll be ready. My arm's good.
We don't have to play, but yeah, we'll be ready.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Joe Girardi, everybody.
You can tell he's passionate. He gets into it.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What a good dude he
is. And he'll probably have a job in a dugout. We didn't talk about it, but.
Yeah. Well, we were kind of told he doesn't want to answer any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's interviewing.
Yeah, things are ongoing with him.
I think Drab said that he, you know, in like the small talk the minute before we put him on the air, he said, we're not going to ask you about the managerial interviews.
Right.
And he's like, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We don't want to stress him out.
He's just the baseball guy that loves talking about baseball.
He just seems like a good dude.
Yeah. Wow. He would have fit in well at the press box last night. He would have fit right in. Right in there, Joe.
All right, we are going to switch gears for
segment. Ross, like you?
Maybe he does.
Alan May is going to join us in his
Mayday.
Normal spot. He joins us every Wednesday at 8:20. We'll talk some Caps. Kind of a rough week for the Caps.
It's not been very good.
They haven't been front and center of my attention, but I've noticed that they haven't played great hockey
the
last day.
You talk about the parallels between the Caps and this Nats team.
And I know he's gone to a few of the games
absolutely
along the way. So Alan May will join us next. Remember, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse. I believe Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nats, a little bit later. We are celebrating the Nationals advancing to the first ever World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.